Hi Mamas! Welcome back to the Mom Academy PH podcast show, where we keep hashtag learning alongside motherhood. I'm your host, Mama Kay, and today we are talking about something that so many moms can relate to, unlearning the supermom mindset. Alam mo yung feeling na parang kailangan mong kayanin lahat? There's work, home, kids, errands, and the pressure is there. You still have to look calm and collected. Kahit pagod ka na, you still need to push yourself kasi gusto mong ma-prove na kaya mo. You're a super mom. But here's the truth. We don't have to do it all, Mama. You and I just have to do what matters most. So here are three gentle reminders to help you and I to unlearn the supermom mindset. Yes, you're not alone. Kahit ako, I have this supermom mindset. Reminder number one, recognize the supermom trap. That voice in you that says, you should be doing more. If other moms can do it, why can't you? That's the supermom trap. It's that inner pressure that makes us feel like being a good mom means doing everything perfectly, all at once, spotless, seamless. But in reality, you don't have to be perfect to be amazing. You don't have to do everything to be enough. Your kids don't need a perfect mom. They need a present one. They need a version of you who listens, laughs, hugs, even when things are not perfect. So when that pressure creeps in, pause and remind yourself, wait lang, this is the super mom trap. And guess what? I'm doing my best and this is already enough. Reminder number two, redefine what enough looks like. Motherhood is full of different seasons, diba? There are times when you can juggle everything, and there are also times when you can barely get through the day. If you've gone through a lot of seasons of motherhood, alam nyo yan, diba? And that's okay. So we can try asking ourselves, wait lang, what does really matter in this season? What deserves my energy and my time right now? What is enough at this season? Doing what matters most doesn't mean you're doing less. It means that you're doing what's meaningful. It means that you're pointing your energy, your resources to what's meaningful for you right now. You know, we can all be this kind of person who says yes to everything. And maybe pre-motherhood, you were like this. You were the go-getter. You have a lot of goals that you chase. You say yes to everything. Events, commitments, works, projects, professional, personal level. Kasi feeling natin, if you say yes to a lot of things, that's us being, you know, the good person. Or that's us playing to the expectations of the world. But later on, as you become a mom, we learn that, you know, a good mom doesn't have to be that version of us saying yes to everyone and anything, right? We learn that sometimes saying no is actually saying yes. Yes to peace, yes to space, yes to presence, yes to rest, right? These things that are more meaningful. To be honest, our kids don't remember all the checklists that we have. They don't care much about the checklist, in fact. What they remember is us being in the moment with them, right? And how we made them feel at that special moment, right? So, reminder number two is to ask yourself, what does enough look like for me right now in this season of motherhood? You can redefine that. You don't have to compare your enough at this season with another mom's enough. Stop comparing yourself with another mom. It's not an apple-to-apple comparison. Your life is unique from her. Just as her life is unique and nothing like yours. Reminder number three, embrace grace over perfection. This is where the real unlearning begins. It's when we start choosing grace over guilt. It's one thing for you to say, I'm going to be more compassionate about myself. But it's entirely another thing for you to actually be compassionate and kind and grace-filled towards yourself. But what or how does grace exactly look like on a practical level? Grace looks like resting without feeling lazy. Grace could look like asking for help without shame. Grace could look like forgiving yourself when things don't go as planned. Or grace could also look like surrendering the challenges, the discouragements, and disappointments that you have to the Lord. Right? Hindi mo kailangang maging perfect para maging mabuting nanay. And that could be the grace, right? That could be us acknowledging, like, I don't need to do everything. And I don't need to say yes to everyone to be a good mom, right? I know I don't have to be in a lot of place in at one time to please people who are not, you know, special to me, who are not dear to my heart. Grace over perfection, right? You just have to be you as a mom. Try whatever you can, right? To give your best as much as you can. To love, to grow, and learn along the way. Right? So the next time that super mom mindset tries to take over, pause and tell yourself, wait lang. I'm doing what I can. And that's enough. And as we continue the mama journey, my prayer is that we all remember that we're not meant to do it all alone. Right? And we're not meant to do everything. Right? That you can change the narrative. You can change that mindset of a super mom. You can move away from that trap and that you can treat yourself with grace and compassion. Now, if this episode spoke to you, share it with another mama who might need the same reminder today or send us a message via our Facebook or Instagram pages, and we want to know what resonated with you from this episode. And if you want to grow and learn with other moms who get it, come join us at Mom Academy PH. We are your safe space to learn, connect, breathe together while we continue hashtag learning alongside motherhood. This has been your host, Mama Kay. I'll catch you again on the next episode. God bless you and have an amazing learning.